بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الموعظة عند القبر. This chapter is on advising at the qabristan, at the grave. We find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, certain occasions, as they had buried the deceased, Rasulullah sallam then advised the people around there. عن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا في جنازة في بقيع الغرقد فأتانا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقعد وقعدنا حوله ومعه مخصرة فنكس وجعل ينكت بمخصرته ثم قال ما منكم من أحد إلا وقد كتب مقعده من النار ومقعده من الجنة فقالوا يا رسول الله أفلا نتكل على كتابنا فقال اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له وذكر تمام الحديث متفق عليه. سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه narrates that we attended a funeral, a janaza, in بقيع الغرقد. بقيع الغرقد is the qabristan, the cemetery in Medina Munawwara, which is very commonly known as Jannatul Baqi. So they attended a funeral there, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to us, and he sat down, and we sat around him. He was holding a stick, and he lowered his head, and he began prodding the ground with his stick. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to say. So he was contemplating, thinking first. He had his stick, and then he said that every one of you has his place in hellfire and or in paradise written for him. Sahaba then asked, Ya Rasulullah sallam, should we not then just rely on whatever has been written for us? Rasulullah sallam said, no. Perform good deeds, because every person is inspired to do the good deeds for which he was created. And then he narrated the rest of the hadith. Now again, in this hadith we understand that there is sometimes great benefit in giving advice to others at a grave, because the time when a person is at a janaza, generally his heart should be more receptive, and especially if he's in a close relationship with the deceased person, perhaps that's his family member or his friend. So you feel the pain, the sorrow. So at that time your heart is very, very soft, and therefore whatever advice is given, we very easily accept that advice, and the person will be advised in those occasions about akhirat, about qabr, preparing for the hereafter. Then we find in this hadith, when the Sahaba asks, if taqdeer is written for us, then what is the need for now making an effort? Rasulullah said, no. See, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly who is going to Jannat, who is going to Jahannam. But Allah has given us a free choice. Allah has given us that rationale to apply our mind and to choose. So Allah wants us to now make an effort towards that which is good. We are expected to do good deeds. A person will be held accountable for his actions on the day of Qiyamah, which come voluntarily from his side. It's not just based on the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how we say in school, the teacher knows exactly, experienced teacher knows before the examination, which of his pupils are going to pass and who is going to fail. Despite that, the pupils are still going to write an examination. They have to make an effort. Even the one who is going to come out first, he makes an effort, even though the teacher knows that he is going to be successful. But nobody can say, no, it's not fair, you didn't give us a test, you didn't examine us, and how could you just fail us? Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us into this world, and Allah has given us the choice to choose good from bad. So it is left to us now to apply ourselves and choose that which is right. Ultimately, the knowledge of Allah ta'ala, Allah knows best. Who exactly will be successful and who will fail? May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who will get Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.